Anthony Gorman, manager of the victorious Letterkenny Rovers side, who've just lifted the Donegal Youth League title. A great day for all involved with the club.
Yeah, absolutely fantastic, Chris. It's been a long, hard season. A lot of tough games along the way. And, you know, for it to come down to the wire, down to the last game, it shows how tough it was. And, you know, KG were a difficult and worthy opponent all season. And even today, like, it was... Well, it was 3-0. I mean, our goalkeeper Aaron Hepburn had to make 3 or 4 very good saves at vital stages in the game. And overall, we're thoroughly delighted with the result.
And I think it's the first time since 2015 that Rovers have won it. So, you know, good to see youngsters coming through. And look, it's not all about winning, but this really is a nice end to the season. And I'm sure it's just reward for the hard efforts.
Absolutely, Chris. I mean, you're 100% right. It's 2015 since our last league title, and prior to that, we won 4 in a row. But I suppose since the formation of the National League at 17, 15, and most recently 13, we've been one of the clubs that's been badly affected, and the fact that we've lost, you know, we've worked really hard at developing players, and we've lost them, and that's... you know, I suppose that's a credit to the coaches we have at the football club, that, you know, we're developing players and to a level that they can go and compete at the national level. But I suppose from a selfish and from a club point of view, it has an effect on us. And like last year, I suppose, with the under-15s, we lost, I think it was 6 players from our under-15 squad. But thankfully, we got 5 of them back after the under-15 season. And, you know, they all play a major role in the success of our youth team this season.
And I suppose from a Letterkenny Rovers point of view, I mean, it shows that the talent is there, it's coming through, and it does all augur well for the future.
It does, yeah. I suppose, you know, but we've been big on over the last couple of years is trying to encourage the players to train in the same fashion in which they would play the games. And, you know, slowly but surely it's sinking in, because, you know, a lot of the time, you know, when they're young lads and they're coming through, like, it's a great outlet for them, and it's a more social thing. But, you know, when they get to 14, 15, 16, it has to start, you know, becoming more serious, because from a club point of view, we're looking at bringing these players through to eventually play for our senior team. And, you know, so far, I suppose, from our 16s and youths this year, we have a couple of players that are part of the first team setup. So that's a reward as well for the work that's been done at the under-8 setup. You know, and a lot of these players that, you know, we had the success today with have been at the club for, you know, 7, 8, 9 years. You know, from under-8s right up. So you know, it's great for them. It's great for the people that have played a part in development over the years, and, you know, it's just as much a reward for them as it is for the rest of us involved today.
And finally, Anthony, facilities have never been so good in the county. Rovers themselves have exciting plans with the development of a new AstroTurf pitch, and you know, it's great to see how things have come on at grassroots level.
Yeah, I mean, facilities are vital for the development of young footballers. We see it in all sports now, and you know, you only have to drive around the country and you see every town and village has got, you know, the best in facilities. And, you know, I suppose over the last couple of years, like, we've been very reliant on the Aura in terms of using their facilities in the community centre. But now we've got our own facility, which will be starting very shortly, and it'll be an almost full-size AstroTurf pitch, which is vital for not only for the club, but for the development of players, where you can provide a first-class training facility, a place where, you know, your players can call their home. And, you know, I know it's taken a wee while to get off the ground, but once we get up and running now, like, it'll be a fantastic benefit to the football club.